Mighty Fine and a Great Big Western, howdy. Broadcasting from the Moose Room, just under the overpass at 4700 Walnut, it's time now for Cabaret. I'm Dr. Martin. I'll be your host this evening with good friends Uncle Jeff Holland and Dave Alexander. Tonight's feature, Multicast, Replicast. It's all the same, right?
It's all projects under the same guys, pretty much. But pleased to be here, Doc. It's kind of fun to come to the other side of the dial.
Oh, yeah. And see, and it's funny because I got nervous all of a sudden. It's like, I know these guys.
Exactly.
Do you want to kick one off, and then we'll talk in a bit?
Yeah, we'll tell you about this one. This is kind of a Mideast influenced track we worked on. The band Replicast is just a side project of what we've been doing with Multicast. A little more improv experimental. We've been bringing in some other folks from around that we like, and we'll talk a little about that. But this one's pretty experimental, and it's also got a nice hip-hop beat, so it's called Hip-Hop 2D, as in not three-dimensional, only two-dimensional. But I think you'll enjoy this, and stick around for some other stuff. We have a spaghetti western up my sleeve here next.
Thank you.
six-story security building at First and Grand has been sheared at the 19th floor so cleanly that it has not yet toppled. The most incredible thing in the history of this city. Police admit themselves completely baffled. Welder John Kowalski is still being questioned by the police, who are, however, inclined to discredit his testimony because, until recently, he is alleged to have suffered from double vision, which he claims was cured by special lenses which he was wearing at the time of the incident.
Thank you. The forces of good and evil coexist throughout the universe and in the minds of men. The object of each force is to lessen or cancel as much as possible the effectiveness of the opposite force.
It's pretty heavy stuff.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 7:15 on a beautiful Monday evening, you're listening to this edition of Cabaret on Boulder's Community Radio, 88.5 FM. I forgot the other one. We're in Denver AM, 1390.
Yeah.
And around the world in pole to pole at kgnu.org. Joining me in the live Moose Room tonight is Uncle Jeff Holland and Dave Alexander. Replicast.
Multicast here.
Oh, actually. Now it's multicast.
We aim to confuse. And
oh, I'm
we
sorry.
Actually, I'll list them off. We got
well, here, I'll do this for you. We're broadcasting from Lodge 33.
Moose Lodge.
It's actually a decoy just to keep it all interesting. And actually, a lot of electronic bands have multiple projects so they can release a ton of stuff because you don't make money doing this kind of stuff. So it's kind of fun. But we have the Tone Anglers, we've got Freak Modif, which is Dave and Nate doing a bunch of interesting stuff, and Dave will elaborate on some of these. Multicast is the mothership, Replicast is the experimental side project, bringing in Zach Shaw doing some free jazz kind of improv stuff with both saxophone and Eric Allen, who plays with the Apples in Stereo. In fact, Eric is in Louisville, Kentucky right now with the Terra Stock, tripping out, I guess. But and then we've got some auxiliary players like Connor Walker. Hopefully he's listening down in Mexico. And our good friend Webmaster Jay, he documents and helps us on the boards. And we even let him play with the synthesizers once in a while.
Yeah, when he gets brave enough to fiddle with some of the keys, he does actually a real good job.
It's a lot of fun, Doc, though. What I've been found is in Boulder, there's a ton of good musicians, and in Denver and all around, actually, Front Range. And we find guys that are really like-minded with the improv kind of stuff, and it's really fun to actually get together and see if something clicks, because the kind of thing we're playing, nothing is ever the same twice. There's some themes there, like that last one was called Green Sequence, and it's kind of a spaghetti western theme, kind of made it up with the idea of a soundtrack that doesn't exist.
I think Green Sequence, I use that on my honky-tonk show.
Yeah,
I recognize
you
that.
You have, yeah. It's a, yeah.
That's the audio for the Time Machine.
The Navajo Trail.
When we have to do a little time traveling on a Saturday morning. Did you want to talk about some of the records, or did you want to get into the equipment right away? Because I'm fascinated by what's going on.
Sure. Well, we can definitely hit both of those. We're pretty. I think consistently about the records and our equipment. We're pretty old school as far as our mentality goes, and so we like to press records. CD is just to us another medium that's trying to emulate records that is getting quickly. Obsolete due to the MP3 revolution and the digital revolution online. So I think CDs are taking a digger. But records will be here. They were the first to hold music, and they'll be here through the end of time, I have a feeling. And so we still press almost everything we do on vinyl. For us, it's a passion. We love vinyl. We're record collectors ourselves. We like going back. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, you're looking at one. Yeah, I've got a stack of 78s in the garage that I don't know what to do with.
Yeah, so exactly. So we like colored vinyl. We like doing cool, interesting things with the mastering of vinyl. And so likewise with equipment, we're not real current as far as what a lot of artists are doing with laptop and computer-based music, although that's the technology there is breathtaking of what you can do, but we're more of a hardware type of guys, as you can probably see. We're using a lot of really old equipment and some really new state-of-the-art equipment as well. For example, in front of me I have a Genox machine octopus sequencer that's made in Germany, pretty rare at this point in time, and it's a revolutionary sequencer, step sequencer, that allows you to do just amazing things from a sequencing perspective. And that's where Jeff and I, we work together. I do a lot of the sequencing and drums, synthesizer stuff, while Jeff will sit down and he does a lot of the acoustical elements, experimental effects and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun. What we've been doing, a lot of this stuff has some loops and some other pieces in it. And so I'm using an Echoplex. It's tied through a split signal, so I'm getting a clean sound, plus the ability to stretch a lot of things with time. There's an Oberheim Echoplex, which Gibson now uses or makes, and it's a loop machine, essentially. It lets you grab phrases, delete, kind of edit, and do things on the fly. And it's kind of a good way to set a rhythm or a bass piece, something in there. And then there's split signal, so it's going through an old Maestro Echoplex from the 60s. It's a surf machine, Doc. Basically, it makes the atmosphere behind stuff.
Well, this is some of the stuff that Les Paul was doing in the early days.
If he had the equipment.
The equipment. I know he modified some reel-to-reel, put extra heads on them and things like that. And this is the next gen. This is beyond.
This is NASA material here. The GT5 is an older version here. What I'm using also lets me do modeling. So I create new sounds that I can run through and split the signal, all kind of stuff. And all that's fed back in through a mixer. And we're kind of playing with samples too. I love picking up pieces from old sci-fi movies and things that I watch, and usually try to fit them into the song just for some kind of odd reference that only I understand. But Dave understands too. Some of the listeners out there.
I think what's similar between what we'd like to do is sequencing-wise, everything's loop-based, and sequencers are loop-based as well. And so you'll find our music is, even though it's very free-flowing and stream of consciousness, a lot of times in our improvisation, we're all loop-based stuff. So Jeff will loop some of the echoes through the Echoplex. He'll have loops going there. He'll have loops going through his new Echoplex. Likewise, I'll be throwing loops with the sequencers, and it's a lot of fun, and we just add, we build on the loops, we take away from the loops, and that gives it a real nice improv type feel for us when we play. And I think that's what keeps us going. We've been doing this for, I don't know what, since 95 or so, 94?
Yeah, 95. I met Dave and Nate. Nate Jantz, still a part of the posse. He's working on a new project, The Normal Ones, but we met at a record store. We were talking about music, of course. I was buying stuff. I'm going, yeah, you got to hear all these old, you know, electronic stuff. I was every kraut rock kind of guy, and a lot of the loops and things that I'm using today are still tied to the Fripp and Eno, kind of like using two Reeboks tape recorders and then overlapping stuff, building on that. And those guys opened it up in the 80s. And then all of a sudden, all the equipment became so obsolete because everything can be done different ways.
And that's when I started collecting and purchasing all this obsolete equipment.
Yeah. Dave's banks have since, well, I guess the insurance company doesn't want us to talk about this.
You are holding a Fender, though. You
want to? I'm holding my little prize from 1967. And believe it or not, I was about 12 when I picked this out of a store. It was used and got it for a good little price then. But, oh, man, these things are expensive these days. Original pickups and everything. Surf guitar, almost. That's surf and like electronic music to me. All of it is instrumental, and so it all seems to make sense in the same place. So you can kind of feel that. You know, we got one here, Doc. We probably got to, you know, we're boring
people.
Oh,
no, this is good stuff. I appreciate it. Thanks for, I mean, I want to hear about this.
We got one we're going to play, and this one's going out for our pal, Nate. He's listening, I hope. And Nate's still, you know, he's sort of part of our band. He's working on some other things. We hope to see him come in the future and kind of do some more with us. So we have a third member, essentially. And what's fun is he's been working on some very interesting stuff and has always brought these counter melodies. And here's a song that he and Dave basically put together called Hall of the Inverted Mushrooms. And it's not about mushrooms like you think. It's about a cave.
Yeah, it's actually, I love caving. And there's a private cave, the biggest cave in Colorado, called Groaning Cave. And it's a private cave. You have to be part of the one of the grottos to actually have access to it. I was involved with that a long time ago, and one of the rooms way far back in the cave is called Hall of the Inverted Mushrooms, where the water level was once at a point real high, and so the stalactites fell from the ceiling down to the level of the water, and at the level of the water they started forming round penny-like things, and as the water receded, you got this upside-down mushroom basically hanging from a stalactite mushroom hanging from the ceiling. The room's full of them.
Wow.
And so that's the inspiration for this early, one of our first tracks actually. So he's hauled the inverted mushrooms, and so that's what's coming up next.
Okay, you're listening to Replicast Multicast on your community radio, KGNU Boulder in Denver.
Thank you.
house is treated exactly like the science of chemistry. This element changes that one. One symbol is a catalyst, another is an agent or a counteractant. Strangely enough, in the list of symbols for good are some very familiar ones. The cross and the double triangle star of David, if made of certain metals, are among them. In actual practice, of course, the science of demonology as outlined in the book is much more complicated than I have indicated here, which brings me to the point where I now stand. In full scientific skepticism, but with much personal curiosity, I have set up and executed some experiments as diagrammed in the book. In actual practice, of course, the science of demonology as outlined in the book is much more complicated than I have indicated here.
That's pretty heavy stuff.
Listening to Replicast on your community rate multicast.
You get it right, Doc. It's because you know me. It's all one band, actually.
All right. Multicast.
This was an experimental one that we were kind of mixing two things together. We were doing a track called Gurr in the middle of this, which is sort of stretching the time and stuff in it, and using a little Ebo in there, and kind of a fun track for us to play. There's a spy melody going on in the background, which I'll start bringing down.
Has Ghost Rider's always been in the middle of that?
That was a special one just
Thank
for you.
Thank you. I thought it might have been special.
You were paying attention. We were afraid we were making you two tripped out here.
No. That's good stuff.
For hopefully listeners are still with us on that one.
Yeah, well, I hope all the folks at home there or in their car got to hear Ghost Riders in the Sky in the middle of that.
We have a thing we always say, don't drive, listen to this stuff.
I do. This is what I put in when I make my long hauls to Brighton. I'm Dr. Martin. I'm your host this evening for Cabaret. Joining me in the Moose Room tonight is Jeff Holland and Dave Alexander, members of Multicast. And is this still considered experimental music? Telling me it's 15 years old, so.
The band is 15.
Yeah,
the music is not that old. But we were ahead of our time. Now we're in our time. There you go.
Very good.
And, actually, Doc, we were talking about this. You know, we sell a lot of records in Germany, and I've been sending a lot of these new Replicast LPs to Belgium and Latvia, Estonia.
Croatia,
We're all the rage in Paris, but...
Paris, Texas, that is.
Yeah, it's one of those jokes, inside jokes. It's one of these things, the European audience has always been into this kind of stuff. I think they come home from work and they listen to it in their IKEA lounge chairs or whatever. And
A long day in the mine.
Yeah.
We just actually came out with a CD compilation of a lot of our more chill-out type of tracks. And we're working with staffing firm. It's called Spirituality Through Technology, and it's not the Replicast album, but it's kind of a greatest hits, if you will. But it's kind of more of our mellow chill out stuff. And we're working with a staffing firm down in Denver. They're giving it away as a promotional type of thing. And the whole idea is work is a little too stressful, and we'd like to relax, and that's the whole premise of a lot of our stuff is to relax, to hear something a little bit different. And so we've put together an office CD is what we're calling it, of nice mellow stuff for people to relax and take life a little easier and less serious.
There you go.
You know what's also good in the bathtub? My friend Connor's listening.
I works
for Bubble Baths.
Yeah, get your scented candles.
Bring the girl or girls, whatever it may be. Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, wait a minute.
Let's mention the website.
Oh, the website is www.oblique.net. There's a dot in there. It's just the OBLIQ. There's no UE.
Yeah, or you can do oblique.com. But oblique.net is what it's always been. We've got some exciting new stuff up actually on the website that I'd like to plug right now if I can. We've just taken and released our whole back catalog of music on MP3, high-quality 320K MP3, and the reason it's for free. And we have records available for sale on the website, and we figure, with the new technology and stuff, let's make it available to as many people as we can. So we've taken a lot of old archive stuff, stuff that hasn't seen the light of day for 13, 14 years, and we've put it up on our website. So that's pretty exciting, I think, for us and for some of our listeners. They'll be able to hear, download, and listen to any of our stuff and enjoy whatever they may, and we hope to get feedback on that. We also, on the new Replicast album that we have for sale on vinyl, you can download that on MP3 as well. And we also have a video that we put up tying back to one of the tracks that's coming up, Storm Chasing on Mars. I'm actually a storm chaser and put some of my tornado footage and storm footage to the Hip Hop 2D track that we played at the very beginning, and that's available on our website as well, just to view on YouTube. And we have Hollow and Inverted Mushrooms, the track we just played, has a video as well that we produced.
Don Poe, that was a good
one. Yeah, Don Poe for Mutilation. He also works at Irrational Records. Put that together for us from some old archive footage that we had back from the college days. And so lots of cool stuff, I think, on the website, and lots of things for people to read, to listen to, and hopefully enjoy.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of for the way we play, Doc. If you're interested in this kind of music, we'd kind of like you just to go and check it out. There's a donation button if you want for some of the MP3s. We put up stuff real high quality and kind of picky about these lo-fi kind of MP3s you get.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve of ours. Yeah.
You buy the new Replicast record, there's a secret site to download real high quality stuff, the whole thing, because I know that it's a pain in the butt to dub your vinyl down after you bought the archaic medium. Anyway, check all this stuff out. Anybody out there making a new movie, they need soundtrack material, let us know. And again, I want to just say thanks for having us. I know we're a little different than the average bluegrass band playing here.
No.
I started with bluegrass. I got to say that. This is what happens when you keep going.
When you listen to bluegrass too long.
Yeah.
So try and get some honky-tonk in there, too.
We're going to do our most experimental one of all of them right now.
All right.
And stay tuned, because after this comes the real sweet, pretty one here. This Storm Chasing on Mars is the one that Dave
did. I'm looking forward to that.
And we just
have you had, on a side, have you had opportunity to chase any storms this season?
Yeah, actually, I last week I did three chases in 1 week, and had one day went out in the plains and saw absolutely no clouds, so obviously my forecasting was a little off, but it was a beautiful day out there though. But I've had a chance to do probably six or seven times this spring thus far. It's price of gas has made it so I can't go out as much as I have in the past. So I got to choose my days a little bit more carefully. But I've got some great lightning storms so far this year, a couple tornadoes under my belt this year. So, and just a lot of beautiful, majestic storms.
That's Dave Alexander speaking. Jeff Holland also
Jeff's
here in the studio.
I was going to say, Aaron, if you're listening, Aaron, Dave is sorry about getting all those big hail dents in the old Passat. you don't want to know about that.
You're listening to a multicast on your community radio, KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver, 1390 AM, and around the world and pole to pole at KGNU.org. I'm Dr. Martin, I'm your host this evening. Hit it, guys.
All right, here's Rotation 2. It doesn't have a real title yet. Most experimental piece yet. This one doesn't really have a beat or anything to it. So
It's got a lot of loops and metronomic things that are we consider good enough for a beat. So.
Thank you. visions?
What do you mean?
Expanding consciousness. Do you see visions? Do you see visions?
You cannot just brush the surface of a culture and pretend that you have found an answer. We must turn inward to the deepest of our own roots to find the very best of who we are. But it is a constant search, trying to reach something that I can see and feel, that I can almost touch but never hold on to. Music is the only language I really know. For I believe in Nada Brahma. The sound is God. Thank you.
U L T I C A S T Signing off, no more traffic.
You've been listening to Multicast on your community radio, KGNU Boulder in Denver. I'm Dr. Martin. I've been your host, Uncle Jeff Holland in the house tonight. Dave Alexander bringing you the last piece had a title.
I had a title. It was called El Cid, and it was the two-minute version. We kind of cut that out to try to fit it in, but I wanted to play you that little Navajo trail piece just because I love hearing that on the radio when you do it. That's kind of a fun one. That was just a goofy little 78 run-out groove, and you and I share a love of our 78 stock. So.
Oh, we like the scratch and pop. You know it. Short story. My wife and I, Miss Baby, we're carpooling, and I don't know what we were listening to on the drive in, but got to Boulder, and she got out and walked around the truck to say goodbye, and in that amount of time, I'd managed to slip in one of my electronica discs. I don't know what it was. Something I found with, like, strange beats and spaciness, and she's like, oh, the secret life of Dr. Martin. So those who've tuned in tonight, you've now heard when I'm not listening to Hank Williams, I kind of drift this way. So there you go.
Well, you can't hear the Hank Williams in this?
Oh, come I heard on, it man. All over the place,
maybe
baby.
Hank the
third.
Yeah.
All right.
Fellas, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate
it. You know, this is actually a special bonus having you do it. I didn't know you were going to be doing this.
And I didn't tell you either, so it'd be a surprise.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised.
This has been Cabaret on your community radio, KGNU Boulder, Denver. Up next, Art Aloud. Thanks so much for tuning in. Do stick around. This is your community radio, 88.5 FM, 1390. AM and around the world and pole to pole at kgnu.org.
And thanks to George for manning the boards behind
right.
behind the glass window.
Our producer and engineer, George Figg, engineering also assisting Kelly Markland. Digital recording and post-production is brought to you by Denise. Thanks so much.